is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Fresh off of the Mountain West Media Days, Mike Brohard joining us now from CSURams.com. Mike, just following along with you, man, I gotta give you props. I loved this picture. I think you should frame it. A picture of video of a picture of a picture of Jay Norvell. You got to get that printed, put up somewhere, and signed.
You're welcome.
That's the kind of journalism that I'm in it for, right there. That was beautiful work by you.
Thank you. I thought it lets people know exactly just the depth that we go to get this kind of content. I mean, that was Brandon and Casey working really, really hard.
Oh, that was great, man. All right, so anything pop out to you about the Mountain West? You know, obviously we were all ears waiting to hear some insight on the San Diego State situation.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the Mountain West did what it could with that. I mean, the news was out there. They didn't comment on it. I talked to some people that cover San Diego State, and, you know, they got some raised eyebrows too. I mean, they're hearing all kinds of things from all different people, but I mean, it was a weird weekend because, of course, the Pac-12 was also in Vegas. They followed up a couple days later. I know some people over there, and they're like, hey, you want to get together? I said, sure. Whenever you come pick up San Diego State, just let me know. Aha. And they laughed. But no, I mean, the one thing that the Pac-12 did not want to do is go into their media days without a media rights deal, which of course they did. So they just got so many questions over there. And of course, you know, like Brady Hoke of San Diego State, you know, he had to get asked about that. Their players got asked about it, and their players are just like, you know, I'm not even going to be here next year. So whatever happens, happens. So they get left kind of answering those questions. I thought Gloria Navarez did what she was supposed to do with that. She's like, yes, we're San Diego State's a member with us through 23-24. We're extremely happy to have them, which the conference should be. But I think, you know, there was the undertones of, you know, in this day and age, everybody's looking for a better deal. And I don't think anybody begrudges San Diego State looking for a better deal if they're thinking they're getting one.
No, and it's kind of that interesting line to walk, too, if you're a Mountain West coach and you're asked about the conference that you're in, but also the idea, you know, when it comes to college football or conference realignment, expansion, all that stuff, you have to walk that fine line of, no, we love the conference we're in, but, you know, I mean, if other conferences are calling, we're not going to not pick up the phone. It's a very interesting dance you have to do if you're in the Mountain West Conference or a conference similar to that.
It's just like anybody. I mean, let's say it's you. And all of a sudden, you know, you're making your $1.5 million a year where you're at right now. But somebody comes in and says, we'd like to pay you $3 million.
Yeah,
you're happy where you're at, but you'd be pretty happy over there at this other place, too. It's not just college athletics. It's everywhere. The numbers are bigger in athletics in general, right? I mean, if you're the best CPA in Greeley, you can bounce around firms, but if you're the best center fielder in baseball, you can bounce around teams. The numbers are just bigger, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. It's kind of just with anything, I suppose. You can talk about how great your situation is, but also you're not going to close any door necessarily.
No, exactly not.
Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Anything else stick out to you as far as Mount West days that raise your eyebrows? I mean, a lot of that, for the most part, from CSU, stuff that you already know, stuff that you've been covering for a while now. Maybe rarely you'll get a coach or a team say something or a player say something that might raise your eyebrows. Anything like that happen? Or was it pretty much, other than the San Diego State thing, pretty much what you'd expect from a media day?
No, I think a lot of it was standard fare. I thought all the players handled themselves really well. But Patty Turner was awesome. Tell great stories. And if you didn't catch up the fact, I mean, you've learned some things. So you're in these side shoots. And that's how we found out that he has a fear of pelicans. And it was awesome. There's no other way around it. It's, Yes, and he went into great detail. It was great.
Was he now? I didn't see this story, Mike. I got to check it out. Was he attacked by a pelican at some point? It's what happened there.
Yes.
Wow.
Patty tells the story much better, and obviously, but the gist of it is he was 6 years old, basically like a petting zoo where you could feed things. He had the food to feed pelicans, and he's six. So when the pelican tried to snatch it from him, basically had his whole arm in his mouth.
And oh, my gosh.
Patty Turner is afraid, and I can understand. I mean, he didn't get hurt, but it stuck with him. Yeah, he's and pelicans, they're big, yeah.
I don't take him to Pelican Lakes or anything like that, Mike. Okay.
I don't think he's going to be heading out there anytime soon.
I thought that was great.
So he was great, and I thought it was funny because somebody asked Jay, "Hey, is it good for Colorado State that Deion said see you?" And it's like, it has no effect on us, and you wonder why that would be a question that was asked. You do get to hear some of that stuff. Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you saw Rams fans hate me now, Mike. I tweeted something out that is they really hate me. Yeah, it's bad. I suggested that it's better that CU wins their first two games, and then you're the one that knocks them off, and that's big. And Rams fans should be good with that. And no, it was, and you probably side with them, and I get it, Mike. But I was attacked. I was called names on Twitter. It was not nice.
For saying that you hope that CU is 2-0 going into the game.
I suggested that Rams fans should be good with that. Damn near root for that, and it was a bad the root word, I think, was a bad word to use.
Yeah, okay, so you got both sides. I see you're drawn like a really attractive picture.
Uh-huh.
Like the arrival of Deion Sanders completely turns CU around.
Yes,
Boulder's going to be in a frenzy. And then we walk in and knock them off.
Yes,
yeah, I get that.
That's
it's
the
a
thing.
Beautiful story that you're, but you've also got to remember there are people around here that hope CU loses everything that you do in every sport.
Oh,
they hope that they lose in club men's gymnastics.
Well, that's I'm wondering if Rams fans. I'm almost wondering if there are certain Rams fans, very certain Rams fans, that if I ask them, okay, you got to pick both CSU and CU could be amazing, meaning CU is winning all their games, but CSU is too. Or the alternate is CSU's kind of like middle of the road, fine, whatever, 4-5 win team, but CSU or CU never wins again. I think some Rams fans would just vote for bad things to happen to CU, no matter what happens to their own team.
You've got an interesting point here, and I don't know if you've ever seen this study, but there was a study done on this that a fan gets more satisfaction out of their rival having something really bad happen to them than their team actually winning.
Wow.
They studied this in brain activity and things like this. So you're on to something there. You really are.
Yeah.
And I know it was done in Europe, and they did it mostly – it was centered around European football clubs. So, like, if, you know, you're talking to Arsenal and Man United, whoever hates Man United, they got more joy out of seeing Man United get blanked 3-0 than their team beating somebody 3-0. The reaction to it was more joyful.
Wow.
They're wildly doing something really bad than their team doing something good.
So I'm not far off there. There are probably certain Rams fans that if they had to pick between success for the Rams or just absolute utter destruction of the Buffs, they would probably vote for, hey, we just want to watch the Buffs lose. That's more fun than watching the Rams win.
Right? I guarantee you there's more than one person out there that would think that way.
Wow. I wasn't blown away by the response. I was blown away by the names. Those were kind of hurtful. But it was, you know, all I said was, hey, if you're a Rams fan, you should be rooting for the Buffs to win the first two games. That way, when you beat them, it means a little more. And, oh, my gosh, it was bad stuff, Mike. It was as if I just asked, you know, these people to go root for CU for the rest of their lives and become a Buffs fan and just paint, you know, get tattoos of a bison on their cheek.
So are you trying to tell me that later on this week, you're going to tweet out, hey, Ram fans, wouldn't it be great if going into the border war, both Wyoming and CSU won?
No, because that's different because of the conference situation. Because it doesn't help the Rams, you know, if it comes down to a game between who's going to be representing either one in the Mountain West Conference Championship, you know, that could come down to a game there. If CU wins all their games, save for the one against CSU, that's only good for the Rams in the long run.
How?
Well, eventually when they're in the playoffs, all that stuff, when we look at, you know, which conference, which of the sixth conference that goes and represents gets into that playoff spot. I mean, you're looking at all the wins, the meaningful wins and all that thing. Now, I know it changes with the 12 playoff team situation now, but it only makes you better. It moves you up in the rankings, too. If you beat a good CU team as opposed to beating a bad CU team, you could crack the top 25 pretty easy if you start doing that.
You're right. You're absolutely right, and you and I both know you're right that if our win over Colorado looks much better if Colorado finishes 11-1 than
yes.
if they finish 0-12, because then it's just a win that's discounted, right?
Yeah.
So I get your point there, but still, you're trying to get CSU fans to hope for success.
Yes.
For that team down south that many of them just don't like.
Oh yeah.
And it's hard for them. See, you're using logic,
mm-hmm.
and like a lot of people try to use logic. Politicians, I'm gonna go out there with this on a limb. It doesn't always work.
Sure,
you know, you've got people want what they want, and people around here want us to win, and they want that school down south to lose at everything. They want them to lose the knowledge pool.
That's true, man. I mean, that's 100% right. I had a bunch of Rams fans, Brady, you don't get the rivalry. I'm like, dude, I born and raised in Colorado. I get the rivalry. I didn't go to either of those schools, but I get the rivalry. I grew up more of a, hey, it's the Rocky Mountain Showdown. It's CSU and CU. Can't hope it's a good game. I grew up more in that world rather than I'm picking my team and this is it. I wasn't one of those growing up. I was a fan of both teams, if I can be fair. I really was.
Yeah, okay. So when I was a journalist, impartial, still covering CSU, but still impartial. And if you ask me, and if I talk to high school coaches, which I had done at times, they will tell you the state of football in Colorado is much better if both of those teams are having success.
Yeah.
Because then it does bleed down into the high school programs. Okay? So we're all yeah, – that's fine. I understand that. It creates more awareness. More kids want to play football. They want to stay in state and play for those teams because they're good. You know, Nebraska doesn't come in throughout the 2000s, early 2000s, and take the top player out of Colorado every year. No, there's pride. They want to play at CU. They want to play at CSU, right? So, but even in those days, you're trying to explain this to fans. You're using this logic to fans. And the last thing you should ever use with fans is logic. They don't care. They don't care. They don't care, honestly, that it could bleed down and that football at the high school level on the front range gets so much better. And instead of having 4 3 stars in the state of Colorado every year, now we're having 10 to 15, and then that keeps growing. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I know. I learned.
CSU, you need to win. Life is good. Sun comes up. It never rains in California.
Mike, I asked a question, I think it was last year. I think I had some fun with this when I asked Rams fans if they would rather, again, got to pick between these two crazy scenarios. You win all three of your rivalry games, CU, Wyoming, and Air Force, but you lose the rest. Or the opposite. You win every game except for your three rivalry games. And I think that some logics kind of came into play there, because I want to say it was like 60% or so said that they would rather win all their games knowing that what that meant. But then, you know, 40%, 45% were like, no, I don't care if we lose every game as long as we just win the rivalry games. I understand it. I'm more about like overall success, and I want to beat rivals. I do. But I would just be more about the overall success of your team. If you're winning 8 to 9 to 10 games every year, but you're losing to your rivals, you're still like one of the really good football teams in the country.
Okay, but you're playing with fire, Brady, and that's why you're doing this on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
You know both situations are bad in one way or the other.
It's true.
There's no – if you win every game except for, let's say, the three rivals, and it's two. It's Air Force and Wyoming every year. We don't play Colorado
sure.
every year. We'll start doing that, right? But let's say we'll throw Colorado in there. That means we are 9-3 every year. right?
Yeah.
We're going to a bowl game every year, but we are never going to win a Mountain West championship. We're probably not going to play for a Mountain West title. And eventually, that coach gets fired.
Because it's what you got. You can only lose like realistically. What you can only lose like one conference game. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
You can. I think in this formula, the way it got it set up,
yeah.
You could lose one. I don't. Two is going to be really hard to make the conference championship game in. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. I think it'll be difficult if you lose two to even appear in the conference championship game. So right. So you lose that, and obviously, if you've lost, if one of your two losses is probably to Air Force in Wyoming. There's probably a decent likelihood you're playing one of those teams in the conference championship. And then if your formula holds true, we don't win that. So we still don't win the conference title, right?
So you're telling me I need to get more detail to my formula here.
No. I'm telling you, you know purposely you were picking two evils and trying to dress them up. You're putting lipstick on a pig. Two pigs. Well, trying to make it. And you're trying to play people against each other, and it's just not nice.
Well,
no. But the thing is like, look at Frank Solich at Nebraska. I mean, he won 9 games every year and they fired him because it wasn't good enough, right? But you got to beat your rivals. Eventually, you got to beat your rivals. What was the knock on Bobo when, before they went to the 3 and the 9 skid is, hey, great, we're going to bowl games. Why can't you beat Wyoming and Air Force?
Sure.
You know, why can't you do that? And that's what they want their cake and they want to eat it too, which is a stupid saying for me to say because I never understood it. Because anybody who's ever had a cake really expects to eat it. Right?
It's a I'm with you. That saying has bothered me for years.
My mom used to say that all the time and it drove me nuts because it's like, yeah, you give me cake, I'm eating it. It's mine, right?
Well, yeah, what else am I supposed to do with a cake? Of course I'm going to eat it. What else do I do with it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll share it with my friends, but I'm taking the biggest piece, darn it.
Yeah.
And I want the corner piece with the most frosting. But anyway, what you really want is, yeah, if you're losing to your rivals all the time, you're going to have a section of your fan base that's not going to be happy, even if you're going to bowl games every year. And you're not going to win a conference championship, which is really what the ultimate goal should be.
You
want to win your conference title.
What if I
and
paint this?
Both of your scenarios doesn't allow you to do that.
Here's a more detailed scenario. Regular season. You lose your rival games in the regular season. However, I'm trying to figure out, you are good enough to make it.
You can't write this question up and have it sit on Twitter. You've already ran out of characters.
It would be too. It's okay. Basically, would you rather be a Mountain West champ or beat your rivals? Which one? Like in a scenario that works out that way. And I bet you a lot of Rams fans will be like, I don't care if we win 3, as long as it's the most important 3. And I don't know why they sound like that suddenly, but that's
Brady,
that's what
I
hear.
When's the last time we won a conference championship from football?
Oh, gosh. With the last, like the actual Mountain West championship. When is that time, Mike? Ever?
Yes. 2002.
Okay.
So I guarantee you, if you put that poll out there, would you rather beat your rivals or win the Mountain West Championship this year in football? I'm going to guess people would rather win the conference title.
I hope so. Okay, word that again, Mike. I'm writing it down.
That's what you have to do. Would you rather win the Mountain West Conference Championship or lose to your rivals? Is that the way it is?
Yeah.
Or
beat your rivals if you had to pick between the two. Would you rather win the Mountain West Conference Championship or just your rivals?
Yeah. So, and I think people would take the Mountain West Conference Championship because it's been so long since they've won one, right? Those are the things. I mean, that's what the athletic program is striving to achieve for every year is you want to be able to say that we're competitive in every sport in the Mountain West that we compete in, and that means we're finishing in the top 3, which makes us competitive. But the ultimate goal is you want to be in the conference championship. You want to win conference championships. And, you know, you've seen the volleyball team did it for just stretches and stretches of years, right? And then Brian Bedard and his track program was phenomenal. Ryan Williams has won a couple in the past decade, right? You know, those are the things that you want to do. That's the pinnacle. That's how we grade ourselves against our peers in the Mountain West. That's what we want. And so what we want sometimes is maybe a little bit different than what the fan base wants.
I'm going to ask that question, Mike, and if people come at me, I'm going to expect you to defend me, defend my honor on Twitter.
I defend you all the time, but again, like I said, you asked an unfair question where you grab two pigs and put lipstick on them, and that's an impossible situation question.
Oh, it's fun.
In my opinion, because no good comes out of either one of them.
I mean, that's the beauty of the question, though, right? You got to determine the lesser of the two evils.
Right, and you got to see what it was. Yeah, I mean, the Black Mirror, pretty much dealt with six seasons of, let's put people in awful situations and see which one you think is lesser.
So the new season of Black Mirror is going to be based on CSU and all these crazy scenarios that I'm pointing.
Have you ever seen the show?
I haven't yet. I have it on the list. I do have it on the list.
A lot of things are based off social media reaction and how people do it, and it does. It can hit kind of close to home. See, like, all these people hurt your feelings by calling you bad names.
Yeah, those were mean. Yeah. I mean,
and yeah, you probably needed an extra Coors Kool-Aid therapy session.
You know, I used to get more upset about it, but now I'm kind of like, you know, it's fun. Maybe I am a clown. There were some other names in there too, but it was fun. It was a good time.
Did they use the clown emoji?
They used a GIF of a clown, which made it hurt a little more, because I'm like, that really paints the picture there. So it was mean.
Maybe they should have gone back and used the Bryce Harper. That's a clown question, bro. And that's what that was.
We all play our part, Mike, and you play it well too. You play your part, and that's given us the rundown on all things CSU. What do you have for us at CSURams.com?
Well, let's get excited about it, because next week camp opens, right?
Yeah,
you got another week where you can go out and you can trim the hedges, and you can get that honey-do list that your wife has been asking you to do for a while. Because August 4th, we're going to start practicing some football.
It's go time, man.
For that first game on September 2nd.
Yeah, get that list taken care of.
Mine's done.
So you're ready to rock and roll. I mean, the season's, you took your vacation a couple weeks ago. It's go time now for you.
I went to New York. Yes, I went to New York and had my eyes open to a whole new world.
Did you really? What happened out there?
I was just, it's a completely different way of life than anything I'd ever experienced. I thought it was cool. I went to a Yankee game, and I went to Citi Field. And Citi Field, I irritated a Yankee fan, the lifelong Yankee fan, by telling them Citi Field is better than Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
The food's better.
You got in trouble out there, huh? So you're trying to cause some trouble, too.
I stated the truth, though. I didn't dress up two pigs. I just told them the truth. The food is better at Citi Field. And Yankee Stadium, I understand what they did. They basically rebuilt old Yankee Stadium and made it new and tried to give it some upgrades. I still don't like my favorite part of Canvas Stadium, you and I have talked about this. If you walk around the concourse at Canvas Stadium, you can still see the field all the time. You can't see that at Yankee Stadium.
Mm.
That bothers me. Trying to get that old field. And even though you got the monuments and center field, the place loses a little bit of its charm, because that is not the house that Ruth built. That's not where Lou Gehrig played. That's not where Mickey Mantle played. No, that place it's now a parking lot. So it loses kind of – people deal with, I think, Wrigley Field and Fenway Park. I mean, if you talk to even diehard fans, they'll go, yeah, our stadium is not the nicest, but, you know, Ted Williams played here.
At least you can –
it's cool. Yeah. It's history.
Sure.
I mean, Fenway Park is dripping with history, and it's dripping with a lot of other things that you don't want to know what they are. But you kind of let things drip and you deal with it because some of it's kind of cool, right?
I get it. Hey, Coors Field, I mean, they're dripping with something over there.
Coors Field, it's Colorado Kool-Aid, and it's a beautiful place. You just can't deny it. I mean, Coors Field is awesome.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter, who went to both of these parks with me, she's been to a bunch of places, and she loves Coors Field. She goes, it's just the greatest place. And it also might have been because, like, I was taking her at a young age and it had a playground. And
oh,
so that's
yeah.
how it, that's how I taught my kids to stay through nine innings.
And now as adults, we just have a different kind of playground. It's the party deck.
It's like in the fifth inning, I would let them go play at the playground because I could still see the game, right?
Yeah.
And then in the seventh inning, I promised them dessert, whether it be Dippin' Dots or cotton candy or whatever it was that they chose that they wanted. And then they were eating that for the final couple innings, and then we could go.
And now
I never had my kids going, when can we leave?
And now
they always have something to look forward to.
A lasting impression, and now they wonder why they like Rockies games, and that's why. Mike Brohard, appreciate you, my friend. I'm putting that poll question up, and be ready. We'll see what happens.
blaming me for it?
No, I won't tag you. I won't do that to you unless you want me to.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, you want to drag me down in your personal
my own personal hell. Mike Brohart,
here for it, babe.
Appreciate you.
I didn't know I could say that word on your show, so I was trying to be nice.
You can say it. We'll let it go. We're controversial here. You can say it. Hey, I'm looking forward to see you out at practice, man. Can't wait for us to start up here. It'll be fun.
Right, bright and early in the morning. Bring me coffee.
I will. You know what? Consider it done. Mike Brohart, CSURams.com. 12:47 the time. Let's jump out real quick, Angel, and get the latest on the local sports flash.